2 Kings, chapter 17. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Yehudah, began Hoshea, son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel for 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore, the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. And then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, and went up to Samaria, and besieged it for 3 years. And in the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria, and carried Israel away to Assyria, and placed them in Halah, and in Habor, by the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. For so it was, that the children of Israel had sinned against Yahweh their Elohim, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other Elohim and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom Yahweh had cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against Yahweh their Elohim. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchmen to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree, and there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom Yahweh carried away from before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke Yahweh to anger. For they served idols, whereof Yahweh had said to them, "You shall not do this thing." Yet Yahweh testified against Israel and against Yehudah through all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, "Turn you from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you through my servants the prophets." Nonetheless, they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in Yahweh their Elohim. And they rejected his statutes, and his covenant that he had made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom Yahweh had charged them that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of Yahweh their Elohim, and made themselves molten images, 2 calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. And therefore Yahweh was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Yehudah only. Also, Yehudah did not keep the commandments of Yahweh their Elohim, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And Yahweh rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king, and Jeroboam drove Israel from following Yahweh, and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did, and they did not depart from them, until Yahweh removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria to this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Cuthah, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria, and dwelt in the cities of it. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they did not fear Yahweh. Therefore Yahweh sent lions among them, which killed some of them. Wherefore they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations which you have removed and placed in the cities of Samaria do not know the manner of the Elohim of the land. For this reason he has sent lions among them, and behold, they kill them, because they do not know the manner of the Elohim of the land. And then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, Carry there one of the priests whom you brought from there, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the Elohim of the land. Then one of the priests, whom they had carried away from Samaria, came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear Yahweh. Howbeit every nation made Elohim of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities in which they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made Sukkoth-Benoth, and the men of Cuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Evites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burnt their children in fire to Adrammelech, and Anamelech, the Elohim of Sepharvaim. So they feared Yahweh, and made to themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared Yahweh, and served their own Elohim, after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from there. To this day they do after the former manners. They do not fear Yahweh, neither do they after their statutes, nor after their ordinances, or after the law and commandment which Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom Yahweh had made a covenant and charged them, saying, You will not fear other Elohim, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But Yahweh, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him you shall fear, and him you shall worship, and to him you shall do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law, and the commandment which he wrote for you, you will observe to do forevermore, and you will not fear other Elohim. And the covenant that I've made with you, you will not forget, neither will you fear other Elohim. But Yahweh, your Elohim, you will fear, and he will deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit, they did not listen and obey, but they did after their former manner. And so these nations feared Yahweh and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers, and so do they to this day. End of chapter 1.